White House source, media's days of canceling conservatives are over. By Alim Bokhari on November 20, 2020. The White House has indicated it will disregard smears from the corporate media related to its personnel appointments, according to a high-level source in the administration. The media have become experts at crying wolf, and as a result their credibility is at an all-time low, said the source, in an exclusive comment to Breitbart News. The days of canceling conservatives are over. In recent days, corporate media journalists and pressure groups have gone on the offensive over an ongoing staffing shakeup led by the White House that has seen Trump loyalists appointed to various positions in the administration. The Office of Presidential Personnel has been headed by Trump aide John McKenzie since February. McKenzie has made a number of key appointments on issues important to the Trump agenda, including big tech censorship. According to reports, he has accelerated efforts to replace allegedly disloyal administration staffers in recent months. Dr. Darren J. Beatty, recently appointed as a member of the Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad, has been attacked by the corporate media and the Anti-Defamation League. In a comment to the New York Times, Beatty said he welcomed the attacks from the ADL. The ADL pretends to be an organization that protects Jews, but it really exists to protect Democrats, Beatty told the New York Times. As a Jewish Trump supporter, I consider it an honor to be attacked by the far-left ADL and its disgraced leader, Jonathan Greenblatt. Beatty's appointment was welcomed by Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, for whom Beatty previously worked as a speechwriter. Congrats, Darren. Great choice by it real Donald Trump, said Rep. Gaetz. Democrats are also outraged over the appointment of Jason Richwine, a Harvard PhD, National Review contributor and contributor to the Center for Immigration Studies, a leading voice for controlled, legal immigration. Richwine was appointed second in command at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, last week. His appointment has already been the subject of an angry letter from two congressional Democrats alleging he holds beliefs and actions that are plainly disqualifying from federal service because of his views on IQ, which have been published by Politico. Currently, the media has declared Joe Biden the president-elect, although this is being challenged by the Trump administration in court. Should the Trump campaign's efforts fail, however, the ongoing staff shakeup at the White House could be cut short in 2 months. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.